You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
It's Real Ghost Stories Online Live with Tony Bruschi, Carol Hughes, and Todd Michaels, featuring real ghost stories from real people. Call in now to share your real ghost story live. This is Real Ghost Stories Online Live.
And what do you know? It actually is live this week. Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online Live, wherever you may be watching us, whether it be on YouTube or the Facebooks. That's where we are broadcasting every Monday night, 8 p.m. Central. So welcome to the broadcast. Today we got a bunch of ghost stories for you. We got some calls. We got some stories. And you are encouraged to share your real ghost stories and your reactions to these stories as well, because the lines are open to do that, if you will, in the comment section out there on YouTube and, of course, on Facebook. So do let us know about, what do you think about the stories that we're about to hear today on the program? I am joined, as always, Carol Hughes, Todd Michaels with us as well. Are we ready for the Halloween season? I believe now that Labor Day is over, I think we're officially...
Yeah, but Labor Day was yesterday.
Yeah, and it's done.
That means we have to move on to the next holiday today.
Yes, it does. It very much. I was halfway thinking about, I had zero time today to do anything, but I did have it in the back of my mind. Gee, it would be fun to start getting fall stuff up and putting it around the house. But that'll have to come another day. But I'm ready.
It feels like fall. We were just talking about that before we got going, because yesterday was Labor Day. Where I live and where Tony lives, it like turned into fall today.
It did, like overnight, suddenly fall.
On the other hand, it's been fall for a while.
A little bit, like a week and a half or so, it's been a lot. And I actually really enjoy it. I'm ready for it. Mm-hmm. So it's been a nice change for me.
How often does it get above 80 degrees after Labor Day in Wisconsin?
I mean, it used to be really warm all the way through September. So yeah. I'm kind of surprised it's gotten this cool this fast.
I'm trying to remember, because I swear to God, there was like a Labor Day in, I don't know, 1994 or
1842.
Yeah, in 1994, my father took me to Port Washington, Wisconsin, the same place where Step by Step was supposedly filmed. There's no roller coaster there, children, and there's no Patrick Duffy, and Suzanne Summers is buried in the beach.
Thank God for that, by the way. I'm glad they're not there.
But I remember being there, and it was like an 80-degree Labor Day day, and it was one of those, you know, we're going to go on a family excursion, and that means you're just kind of driving around for a little while, and you end up somewhere. And I don't know why it sticks in my head, but I remember my dad saying, like, oh, it's last 80-degree day we're going to have until next year, you know, and it was Labor Day specifically. And I thought, wow, Labor Day just must be the end of warmth. And I don't know. That still sticks in my head to this day. I don't know why, but be careful. The strange things you say to your children, the random things you say to your children, because they'll remember them and take them to heart for the rest of their lives.
I'm still reeling from last week's story about Santa Claus writing in his book. Remember him talking about that, Carol, last week?
Santa Claus writing in his book?
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I had Santa. My parents had the Santa. It was my uncle or my dad's uncle. Yeah. And it was a traumatizing experience. as all interactions with Santa should be. Stephanie is shouting out on Facebook, I've been listening to your story since the second year you had started. Fell in love with Carol and her sister. I really enjoy the way they tell the stories. Well, thank you so much. And that's been a long time now. I think we go back to like 2014, 2013, somewhere around there, if we like really trace it all the way back to the first incarnation.
It's more than 10 years. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's 12.
But here's the reality of actually how it started. What became Real Ghost Stories Online, I had tapes of me doing real ghost stories from real people. And I always did it whatever city I was doing radio in. So it would be, you know, Wisconsin ghost stories or state, you know, or Kansas or whatever. And I would take that tape. And then when YouTube came about, like, it'd be kind of fun to put this out there just so people can hear ghost stories. Cause you had about 20 minutes of straight ghost stories. So I threw that on YouTube. And then I didn't think anything of it for a couple of years. I went back one day and I found it. I'm like, oh my God, there's like hundreds of thousands of people who've listened to these ghost stories. And I thought, well, what if that was a podcast? We just did it like all the time. And that's how this became Real Ghost Stories Online. It was totally by accident. I loved doing that show. That was always my favorite show to do every year on radio, was the like local ghost stories on Halloween. That's how so we did this.
And then that's how I got involved, because Tony would do ghost stories for his Halloween show. And I'm like, oh, I lived in a haunted house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you share that story with me? They're so cool.
Yeah, that's how it all began. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, the phone number is 855-853-4802. You can call that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and share your real ghost stories with us. We're going to start tonight with a real ghost story, but this is one that Carol had an experience, you know, indirectly with over on the Grave Talks.
Yeah. It was an interview I was doing on the Grave Talks.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And so it was with Western Idaho Paranormal. Mm-hmm. And her name's Jennifer Ward. And so what I wanted to do is talk about this hospital. And it was an old tuberculosis hospital. It's the T.B. Gooding Hospital. So originally it was built, Gooding, Idaho. But originally it was built as a college. And then when there was a tuberculosis outbreak, you know, they didn't know what to do with people. They didn't really have any, it's kind of like the COVID of its time. What do you do with these people? You quarantine them all together and wish for the best. Mm-hmm. So it became a tuberculosis hospital. Then a woman bought it and it looks like it's really big. It looks like an old haunted hospital is what it looks like. So that's how I came to look up Western Idaho Paranormal, because they do investigations there. And I'm like, I'd love to talk about this location. So I get Jennifer and we're doing an episode. And then she starts telling me about an EVP that they got there one night. And she's like, it's one of the best. She goes, it's like in the top 10 that I've ever heard anywhere. So she's setting it up really well about it being this child's voice and everything. And so I was intrigued, but I have to be honest, and I told her this as well. So often when people talk about EVPs and then, or those pictures that you see and they go, what do you see in the second story window? And I'm like, I don't know, I need to be washed. You know what I mean?
Or like, yeah, I hate those because I never,
trying to go into my right brain and get as creative as I can with
yeah. them. Yeah. And I hate being an ass about it too. I'm like, nothing.
So I always go, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
you wouldn't, but me, you know me.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh. So it's the same with EVPs because you'll hear an EVP and then you're like, I heard. Did you hear it? It said, you must die. Okay. So she set this one up really good.
And it said the cat's being anally probed.
It's like, what?
Hey, everybody.
We are 9 minutes in.
Because if it's my cat, I got to go. But anyways, so she set it up. And so in my head, I was kind of like, yeah, it's an EVP of this little kid saying, I think it was by Dada. And she plays it and I'm like, damn, I heard it. So you want to hear it?
I do want to hear it. It is.
I'll play it again. Isn't that crazy?
That's clear.
I was not ready for that. And so it was on a video, and they had videos set up throughout the hospital. There was one guy left in there. They had done a junior paranormal event earlier in the day, and early evening, he had brought his kid. His kid was long home. It's like 11:30 at night. Her family wasn't there. They do live on the property, but they weren't home. They had taken the trip. And he was maybe the only one in the building. And so what you hear is like, he's a big guy and he's like going up and down the stairs. It's just a very echoey old hospital looking place that doesn't have much furniture or anything to absorb the sound. So it really echoes through the building. But that little by dada. And so apparently earlier that night, he had introduced himself to somebody else. He goes, I'm his child's dada, is what he said. And then come to find out the woman who owns the building had a child, 2 or 3, that had passed away. And so they played it for her. And she's like, oh, my God, it sounds just like my child.
Oh, my God.
Now, is it her child? You know, a lot of kids that age, their voices obviously sound real similar.
No, they don't. They're all different. No, yeah, you're right. It is a person.
I had the little 3-year-old.
Yeah. Like that. He had a real deep voice. He took after his grandfather.
His grandfather, the devil.
He smoked Salems. So
he starts smoking by the time he's one. But
he also levitated up to people's windows.
And then he would spin his head around.
Yes.
But I was kind of dumbfounded. And so it ended up being a great interview. I really liked this girl a lot. And we talked a lot about the hospital and the activity there. And so I wasn't really surprised of that EVP once I heard about the other activity there. But I've never heard one quite like that because it definitely sounds like a little kid.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely...
We have the sounds of Satan. I'm just trying to turn this so it's not so death. I don't know what settings work here.
Ah, there we go.
I have a Satan voice too, you know, so I can whip that out whenever I have.
I want one that's not so Satan-y. That's a little too evil. I'll mess with it more maybe when we're doing a call.
This one, yeah. That's
fine. That's Satan. Yeah, that's the Satan that normally shows up sometimes. Yeah.
Carol becomes Carl really fast.
It's amazing what we can do. It is amazing what we can do.
Well, I just wanted you guys to hear that because I thought it was fascinating.
That's so clear. It's so clear. It's so creepy. It's and clearly I'm going to assume there wasn't any children in the room or wherever they were doing this. No, no, no.
This was 11:30 at night. They were getting ready to leave.
Yeah.
And yeah. So there were no kids in the building.
And I don't know what I would think either. Like if you lost your child and you heard that, I mean, there's a level of.
We had a conversation about that.
You How almost
would that make you feel
like you would want it. But at the same point, do you, I mean, do you want that? That, I mean, are they wandering around the building by themselves or did they just show up to give you that quick message or is it not your kid at all?
Right. It could be any of the above.
Yeah, any of the above.
I think if you were a child that passed away very young and the rest of your family, and she has several adopted kids, so it's a large family.
Yeah.
Couldn't you see, I mean, couldn't you see them kind of wanting to hang around? Couldn't the kid be kind of your, like, I always think my dad's kind of hanging around in a non-creepy way.
Mm-hmm. But like he respects you. He's like, okay, you go to the bathroom. I'm going to stay out here. And he's very polite. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
God, I hope so. Otherwise, Dad, things have changed.
Yeah. It's a little weird. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I always wonder that about like dead relatives, if they're hanging out, like, you know, like I'm hoping they have their own bedrooms and stuff and they're not just like hanging out, you know, in private areas with us. Cause that would be a little.
Yeah. Weird. Do they go, Tony needs some private time.
Needs some private time.
gotta go.
And then do they communicate with the other ghosts in code words?
Right,
like,
right.
It's not private. Like they use something else. He's bowling.
But they give it the air quotes. They give it the air quotes. He's bowling. Don't bother him.
We had a morning show that actually used that term on the air to describe their life. And these are not two folks you'd really ever want to think of that happening with. I mean, it'd be kind of like Shamu and one of the characters that's in the park that people, you know, hug and take pictures by if they made it. Literally the whale and the person in the furry outfit.
I thought you were going to say Stan and Rose, but that's totally different. That's another morning show that we know.
I don't know what if they were referred to that as bowling. I don't know if they were referred to any of that on there, but
Two referred to it as bowling, and it wasn't. Just wasn't something you wanted to picture in your brain. And every time they talked about bowling, it was like, oh, get this out of my head. Cute puppies.
And then you almost have to like think too, like logistics. Like, how is this even possible? what weird acrobatics are taking place here to allow this physically to take? This is like Circus of the Stars shit that must be going on here. If this is happening,
but then also like all the other bowling terminology, like getting a strike or getting a turkey or. Gutter ball. Yeah, exactly. Right.
And it turns out his biggest fetish is that she wears bowling shoes. And that was the that was the weirdest thing about them. Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.